What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Now, the countdown to Christmas is on and the busy shopping period has begun. With me this morning is Tian, who is the Consumer Protection's General Manager of Retail, Building and Services, with what consumers should know this festive season. Good morning, Tian.
Good morning, Mike.
It's really good to have you in today. We're into this December. People are starting to think about shopping.
Yes, it's great to be here.
So to kick off today, can you just give us a bit of an update on what to look out for online shopping scams? Mm-hmm. I know we often talk about this, but can you give us a bit of an update?
Well, on the back of weekend's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale events, Consumer Protection is reminding people to avoid getting wrapped up in a scam this festive season.
So things like websites?
Yeah, fake websites and social media pages have been tricking online shoppers into buying products that they'll never receive.
Uh-oh. Mm. What does this year look like so far?
So far in 2021, we've had 200 WA shoppers that have been tricked, and they've lost almost $700,000 to online shopping scams.
Total?
Yes.
$700,000 yes. For just 200 people.
And that's just WA. So the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has released information showing that nationally the losses are far higher at about $12.9 million.
Wow, that's an incredible amount of money.
It's quite a lot, yeah.
Now, what does that look like? What happens with those sites?
So
when you talk about fake websites?
Yeah, we have our WA ScamNet team, and they've closed down 200 fake websites this year and almost 100 social media pages. They're selling a range of goods, including motorhomes, exercise bikes, all your popular electronic devices, the ones that are in demand, really, latest mobile phones and game consoles, but also puppies and pets and farm machinery.
Basically everything.
Yes, everything that's popular. Yes.
Interesting. Now, Christmas coming up. What's popular at Christmas time in particular, do you think?
Well, one thing we've had some pages shut down was 7 bogus websites selling barbecues.
Barbecues?
Who would have thought?
You're kidding.
Yep.
Is that just a popular thing to buy at Christmas time, do you think?
Well, the scammers are trying to attempt to cash in on the increased demand for those products during the time.
Okay. So it's good news that you're telling us that you've actually got the ability to shut those down.
We do, but they do tend to reappear quite quickly.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming, I do a fair bit of online shopping, and the websites can appear to look pretty legit, fair to say?
Yes.
So how would you know?
Well, they do look really professional, and they might steal the identity of a well-known retailer or brand. So it's really easy to be fooled with these fake websites and social media pages. Mm. One dead giveaway is low prices. If it's too good to be true, it's often not true. So those sorts of low prices trigger a shopper's excitement to bag a bargain.
That's the temptation, right? It looks legit. You wouldn't even potentially think of it being a scam, and it's the price is completely a lot discounted compared to what you've seen.
Yep.
And so you would be tempted to jump in quick and buy it online, and then potentially there goes your money.
Yes.
We'll take a break, Tian. We'll come back. Keen to get to ask you about what advice would you give us? Some other tips on particularly looking at these online scams if you are Christmas shopping. Song, what a voice. Dami M there and Sound of Silence. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. With me in the studio today is Tian, who is the Consumer Protection's General Manager of Retail, Building and Services, with what consumers should know this festive season. I was just thinking, Tian, you've probably got a pretty big role, right? General Manager of Retail, which is a big one this time of the year.
Absolutely.
And we're actually talking about that today. We were just talking about online shopping. What advice have you got if we are in the middle of online shopping right now, which a lot of people would be?
Well, when online shopping, look at the overall quality of the website. Look for grammatical errors in text, poorly edited images, and whether they provide an actual address for the location of the store.
Is that a big one?
Yeah.
If there's no, often you click on might be like a contact us, or if there's no address, is that a potential?
It's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
The best warning sign is that a retail website is a scam is the method of payment.
Okay.
So be very suspicious if scammers ask you to pay via electronic fund transfer or using a money order or a preloaded money card or cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah, it's really rare to recover money that way.
Okay. So most websites would, you would pay generally by PayPal, a lot would.
Yeah.
So avoid...
The recommendation is to only pay by a credit card or a secure payment method such as PayPal. So there's an opportunity then if things go wrong, you can get your money back if the item's not supplied.
Mm. What about auction websites and some of the other ones that we deal with, Gumtree and eBay and things like that?
It's best to exercise a bit of caution when you're going through Gumtree and all the classified and auction websites as the ads can be fake.
Okay.
So there certainly are fake ones there.
You did mention, you mentioned grammatical errors. Is that a common one? Like, a lot of these fake sites, do they often make out some pretty obvious mistakes with spelling?
They can do, but they are getting better. So you've really got to be quite savvy and look for a group of signs that the website's fake.
Mm, okay, it's good info. Now, looking at delivery delays, here we are talking about this, but it is literally, we're not long to go. What should we be thinking about regarding delays, particularly if we're online shopping?
Yeah. Even though Australia Post is putting on extra services to prepare what it predicts is going to be its busiest Christmas yet, it's important to be aware that deliveries may take longer than usual, especially given COVID-19, it's had a significant effect on supply chains.
Mm. So are we? Our expectations are going to have to change, I think, for as far as delivery goes.
Yeah. When you're placing an order, it's best to confirm the timeframe for delivery and keep a record of your transaction by printing or taking a screenshot of your order confirmation, invoice or receipt.
Okay. So normally they give you a range, and I guess that's probably a safety net from a lot of mainly Australia Post. They'll give you like a 3 or 4 day range, but you should actually get that. You should actually know a rough estimate.
You do get a rough estimate, and at the moment I think Australia Post have got notifications on their websites about delivery delays and to allow a little bit of extra time.
Okay. What about, so if you're paid by credit card and you do not receive your purchase, what should you do?
Well, if you're paid by credit card, you should seek a chargeback from your financial institution.
Okay, so you go back to your bank.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And they go through a process, obviously.
They do.
Now, okay, so that's receiving. What about sending parcels? What should we be looking out for?
Well, Australia Post recommends that you send your Christmas gifts as early as possible if today. You send them overseas. Yes, or last week.
Yeah, that's right.
They've published a guide for when parcels should be posted to have the best chance of arriving in time for the 25th of December date.
Okay, so if you're concerned about is this going to arrive in Victoria or interstate within the right time frame, head online to the Aussie Post website. Yeah. So they've got a fairly detailed list there, which helps.
Yep. And all the dates for all the destinations.
Very good. Tian, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Keen to talk to you about gift cards. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Tian is with me from Consumer Protection. We've been chatting about shopping. If you've been waiting to go to the post office, maybe today. That'd be a good tip, wouldn't it, Tian?
Yes.
Don't wait till next week. Do it today. Keen to also, what are your thoughts on, there seems to be a bit of a shift where people are wanting to shop a bit more local. What are your thoughts on that?
Online delivery delays have prompted a recommendation for shoppers to look at either going to local bricks and mortar shops or giving a preference to WA online retailers.
So chances are the delivery for that is potentially going to be a lot quicker, either same day or next day. Shopping local, I reckon there's a trend to that. Often the people I bump into, they're wanting to shop local and support local businesses, which is good. Now gift cards. Another good topic. It's popular at Christmas time. What's your recommendations from Consumer Protection regarding gift cards?
Well, 2 years ago, new rules came into effect about gift cards that all gift cards purchased in Australia, with the exception of a few special types, come with a minimum 3-year expiry date.
Yes, that's good.
Traders cannot charge post-purchase fees or administration charges that will reduce the value of your card.
Okay.
So
So we tend to, it's the easy go-to, isn't it, though, a gift card?
It is.
But I'm sure there's a lot that are maybe still sitting in someone's drawer, haven't been used.
Yes. So despite the changes to the expiry dates, we still recommend giving cash instead of gift cards or vouchers, because if the business goes bust, then you're going to struggle to redeem them.
It's a good thought. I know Consumer Protection have said that for years, actually, and it's a good reminder about just giving. If you're going to give a gift card, maybe consider giving cash with the same sort of value. It's a great idea. I think I'd rush out a bit quicker with the cash in my pocket than a gift card, you know, so that's great. Now, just to finish off, Tian, can you give us some clarity on what the shopping hours looks like? So when does it change? What does that look like?
So this year, an extra 44 hours of trading for general retail shops in Perth.
Yoo-hoo, just what we need, right?
Yes, just in time for the Christmas and New Year period. So starting this Sunday, the 5th of December, Sunday and public holiday trading has been extended 4 hours a day from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. This Sunday?
Yep. Normally it's 11 a.m. till 5 p.m.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So 8 till 6 from this Sunday.
Yes. Okay. And with an additional 1 hour on Saturdays. So from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Okay.
Normally it's 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So at least that keeps it fairly consistent, doesn't it? So
yes,
on the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at 8 till 6 for both days. And that'll go right, will that go right through?
It will through till the end of the Christmas period, yes. And from Monday, December 13 to Christmas Eve, larger shops can choose to open 1 hour earlier from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays. Normally it's 8 a.m. till 9 p.m.
So that could depend on your local shopping centre or even individual retailers potentially, whether they choose to. But the option is there if they want to open, they can. So you'd probably check with your local, wherever your shop, and find out what their hours are. So from this weekend, so from this Sunday, 8 to 6 commences.
Yes.
And then from then on, we've got 8 to 6 on both Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Good news, Tian. Really appreciate you coming in today and giving us an update.
Thank you.
So good. My guest in the studio this morning has been Tian, who is the Consumer Protection's General Manager of Retail, Building and Services, with what consumers should know this festive season.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.